And joining me this morning, we have James Hackett and also Mark Myrie from Crawford County Emergency Management. Guys, thank you so much for visiting with me today as we're getting ready, of course, for this storm that's going to be bringing us a lot of snow, a lot of wind, and a lot of cold. So I thought it'd be a good idea to get with you guys and talk to you a little bit about staying safe during a weather event like this. Some of the weather guys on TV saying that we haven't had one like this in an awful long time. So people want to be reminded, or we want to remind the people a little bit about some of the things that you should do. First of all, they're saying, you know, if you don't have to travel these next couple of days, don't. But if you absolutely must, it's probably a good time or any time to have an emergency type kit with you to just in case you do break down or you get stranded somewhere, you have some ways to stay warm, comfortable, and that sort of thing. So why don't we talk a little bit about what should be in that winter weather emergency kit?
So recently, the Crawford County Emergency Management on our Facebook page, we posted a winter survival kit checklist. On that checklist, this is something that you can print off and then kind of go down your, or put into a tote that you can just leave in your vehicle at all times. And that includes flashlight with extra batteries, first aid kit, a snow shovel, an ice scraper with brush, blankets or sleeping bags for that extra heat, a non-perishable foods like granola bars or dried nuts, extra bottled water that you could take in and out with you so it doesn't freeze inside your vehicle, booster cables, extra clothing like hats, mittens, boots, especially with the 4 to 6 inches of snow the Prairie du Chien is expected to get, but having an extra pair of boots inside your vehicle in case you do have to get out of your vehicle are very important. Sand or kitty litter to help you get extra traction in your vehicle. Your cell phone along with either a charger or extra portable batteries for that cell phone. And then flares or triangles or bright objects so you can mark where your vehicle is if your car would happen to go off into a ditch before the tow trucks can get to you.
And I just want to add to that as well that it does not have to be your current cell phone. If you have an old cell phone laying around with a SIM card in it, you can still call 911 off that and get help. So it doesn't hurt to have a second cell phone charged and ready to go, even if it is an old cell phone. Or you see a lot of people with the old flip phones in their emergency kits just because the batteries do hold a good charge. They have less power draw.
And also with this Arctic weather we're going to be getting here in the next couple of days, it's expected that we're going to have wind chills in negative 25, potentially up to negative 40. And frostbite can actually happen in under 10 minutes for that kind of situation. So one thing you're going to want to do is if you do have to go out in this cold, make sure that you have a warm hat, 2 to 3 layers on your upper body that is kind of loose fittings, fitting, lightweight, and warm. Gloves, 1 to 2 layers on your lower half, boots that are waterproof, and then just having that really good outer protective layer to keep the wind and the snow off of those inner layers.
All right, and if people do plan on staying put, there are several things we should probably keep in mind as well as far as, you know, taking care of things around your house, perhaps maybe making sure those vents for your furnace and water heater and everything aren't blocked, because if we do get a lot of snow, that can pile up pretty quickly.
That's correct. When snow starts blocking those vent pipes from furnaces, it can cause carbon monoxide buildup within the house, which is a very dangerous situation for anybody still inside of that house.
And then also to add to that, if we were to see any power outages, make sure if you are running a generator, it is outside. You never want to run a generator in your house due to the carbon monoxide.
And then also if any houses temporarily lose power, we do have a couple places set up that for warming centers within our county. Any family would happen to need those warming centers during Monday through Friday, they can contact the public health department from 8 to 4 at 608-326-0229. And if it's outside of those normal hours, you can contact our Crawford County dispatch and request to speak with one of the emergency management personnel regarding a warming center. And that number you can contact for that is 608-326-8414. And if it's just a temporary time where you're staying at home, kind of hunkering down while the power is out, there's a couple of tips that you can use to actually stay warm when the power is out. You're going to want to close your blinds to not let any heat out. Close off any additional rooms that so the heat cannot kind of force its way into those empty rooms where you're not going to be in. And then that's another time that you're wearing those loose-fitting, lightweight, warm clothes. An important thing is to keep eating and drinking food and water to stay hydrated and then keep that energy. And you're going to want to avoid caffeine or alcohol because that can actually cause dehydration a little bit quicker. And then the last thing you can do is stuff towels or rags under the cracks under doors or around windows to help that heat loss.
I just also wanted to add, if you do not have access to a telephone and you're in need of those warming centers, you can walk in to either the health department or Crawford County Sheriff's Office, and they will reach out to the appropriate people. Just a reminder that this Friday, the health department is closed for a holiday. So if you need to reach someone, you would reach them through the Crawford County Dispatch Center at that number previously provided.
You bring up a really good point, too, as far as the possibility of the power going out. And this time of year, especially at Christmas time, we always warn about this, too. But try your best to, you know, if you need some light, to maybe use flashlights and that sort of thing, and maybe stay away from the candles, especially if you have young children, and try to stay safe that way as well.
Yeah, another thing is if the power goes out, having a secondary source of heat can be helpful. So houses with fireplaces or wood stoves, make sure that you did your preparatory checklist with those for the wintertime, because I'd hate to see anything like a chimney fire happen. So you want to make sure that your house is prepared for this cold weather. And then if you are burning in a fireplace or a wood stove, to make sure you have a fire extinguisher there in case if something would happen. Also having extra first aid kits, medications and prescriptions, and baby items if you have any of those situations, to make sure you have those in case of a long period of time of not having power.
Can folks contact you if they need any sort of help or anything like that? Or
yes, our normal business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and you can contact direct line for emergency management at 608-326-0266. Also, if it is outside of those business hours, we are reachable through our dispatch center at 608-326-8414. And if it is this Friday, you will use that 8414 number due to the holiday.
Also, if the weather is deemed to be the way it's supposed to be according to the National Weather Service out of La Crosse, with these heavy storms we're going to have on Thursday, we cannot hammer forward the point that we would like, if you do not have to travel anywhere, stay home. They're talking that it could be a blizzard, which would mean 35-mile-an-hour winds, blowing snow, not very good visibility and for 3+ hours. So if it reaches that category of a blizzard, it's going to be hard for our tow truck operators to be out there to help these people. If you get stuck in a ditch, or our highway people are going to be out there anyways, and the last thing we need to worry about is other vehicles on the road while they're trying to do their job. So only travel is absolutely necessary, and that'll be basically most of Thursday, but potentially into Friday, and then we're going to see some really heavy winds, I believe, on Friday up in the 40-mile-an-hour range.
I just want to add that I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays coming into this cold weather. I understand that spending time with family is important, and the only person that should be traveling in this weather is Santa Claus.
Yeah, very good point. And once again, appreciate you guys filling us in on what we need to know with the storm making its way into our area. And Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right, you have a happy holidays.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks.
Yeah, bye.